You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 227, Elohim and the Gods. Today's challenge. The Old Testament teaches polytheism. Genesis says Elohim, in Hebrew, gods, created the world. Today's defense. Context makes it clear that this refers to a single God. Hebrew has different words for God. These include El, Eloah, and Elohim. The first two have a singular grammatical form, while Elohim has a plural grammatical form, indicated by the im ending. However, grammatical form doesn't determine meaning. Usage does. Consequently, many languages have words used differently than their grammatical form would suggest. Thus, the English word species has a plural grammatical form. Note the IES ending, found on plural words like babies, cities, and parties. But species can refer either to several types of animals, for example, types of lions, tigers, and bears, or to just one, for example, a type of lion. Despite its plural form, species can be used in either a singular or plural fashion, as in sentences like, one, this species is carnivorous, which means it eats meat, and two, these species are mammalian, so they have warm blood. The way to tell whether species is being used in a singular or a plural fashion is to examine the context, specifically the pronouns and verbs used with it. In the first sentence, the singular pronouns, this, it, and verbs, is, eats, show it's referring to just one species. In the second sentence, the plural pronouns, these, they, and verbs, are, have, show it's referring to more than one species. This is how Elohim works in Hebrew. It has a plural grammatical form, but it can be used to refer either to the one true God or to multiple gods, and context tells you which. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, the verb for created, in Hebrew, bara, is singular, indicating that here Elohim is being used to mean God, not gods. This understanding is confirmed by the verbs in the verses that follow. In 1:1, where God says, let there be light, the verb for says, in Hebrew, yomer, is singular. In 1:4, when God sees the light is good, the verb for saw, in Hebrew, yar, is also singular, and so on. Similarly, in Genesis 1:27, when God creates man in his image, the pronoun for his, in Hebrew, who, is singular. Consequently, Genesis 1 teaches that a single creator God, not a pantheon of gods, made the world.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.